This is Wade Mathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Walmart has announced that it will no longer sell guns to anyone younger than 21 years old. Dick's Sporting Goods says that not only will they not sell guns to anyone less than 21, but it will also discontinue selling assault rifles, period. President Trump stunned lawmakers by seeming to support extensive gun control measures on live television. In 2017, Jared Kushner met multiple times in the White House with leaders of at least two financial institutions, Citicorp and Apollo, that subsequently made large loans, cumulatively almost $500 million, to Kushner's family real estate business, in which Kushner retains an interest. Scott Blackmun is stepping down as chief executive of the U.S. Olympic Committee, the latest official to fall under pressure from the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal for women gymnasts and the USOC's failure to respond. Immigration officials in San Francisco said agents were targeting about 1,000 people in that area, which appeared to be one of the largest operations since Trump took office. ICE, the director, blamed the Oakland mayor, warning that a raid was imminent for agents not being able to detain 800 people they'd targeted in recent days and only catching 150 undocumented people, saying her statement was equivalent to a gang lookout yelling, "The police are coming." The First Lady has terminated the gratuitous services contract with an advisor in a blowback over her billing of $27 million for the inaugural. The party of Hungary's autocratic leader suffered a key defeat in a local mayor's election in an important city in the country as other elections come soon. Opposition parties had united behind the winner on the charge of corruption and cronyism connected to the Hungarian president. Legislation to replace the individual mandate has already been introduced in Maryland and New Jersey with prominent sponsors. Political leaders in other states, including California, Washington, Rhode Island, Vermont, Connecticut, as well as the District of Columbia, are weighing options for replacing the mandate this year. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.